whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, Beavis and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, as we come to you live right here from the Navy Yard Studios. We have a very, very packed show for you today. Notre Dame last night moved on. We're going to discuss that. The Rams-Vikings game is going to be moved to AZ, which I think is a great move by the NFL to do that. There's a lot of tragic things happening. Talk to some of my friends, and they say it's not good out there in L.A. At 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by PFT commenter. But then we're going to get to ask B-Mitch anything. Well, before I make sure, 11:45, we got the Jeff Walker hype song. At 12 o'clock, ask B-Mitch anything. Be ready to ask me anything. I don't care what you ask. We'll be joined
Can
by...
Can I ask a question then?
Yeah. Where the hell are you at?
What the hell is going on here? You and I agreed we were going to be out here on Friday.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I said, yo, it's the last... I was like, it's potentially the last practice. I want to be there.
Well, I didn't say I was like, going out there.
You
I
knew did. I was going to, no. We talked about it. I almost called you this morning to see where you were.
Jay, I had to go to, what's it called, straight from there. I never said I was coming out there today.
The only dude that I think will back me up is, at least for me, I told CK I was going to be in Ashburn all week.
Well, I did not tell you I was going to go to Ashburn today.
But more than that, Landfill, I've been talking to you for like 5 minutes down the line.
Landfill said you didn't know where the hell you were.
I just don't exist. Nobody heard me.
I mean,
hello.
I wasn't
good morning,
listening because you aren't here. You're always here on Friday.
I told all of you guys that I was going to be in Ashburn Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday this week.
When I didn't remember that. Because I knew I had to go to what you call
Jeffrey?
Friday, so.
Jeffrey? When did any you... help?
I never heard this. I was about to call you and be like, yo, JP, you good? Yeah,
he's like, man, he's out there with JP at.
Maybe I only told CK. If that's the truth,
that may be
I will
fact.
Own that. I swear we talked about this all week.
No,
but I need at least the cluster buster to back me up. I don't know if CK's in.
If you told the cluster buster, he may know, but you didn't tell me. I didn't tell you I was gonna be there because I know I was going to.
I knew you were gonna be in studio yesterday.
No, I knew I was gonna be in studio today too because I'm going to the Harbor.
We talked about
this
Wednesday. You're right. Now that you say that, B, you're right. But we talked about it Wednesday. I was like, all right, I'm going to be out here the rest of the week. And you were like, all right, well, Thursday I'm going to be in studio. I'm not sure on Friday. Depends on my flight and everything.
No, mine is I got to go to a harbor.
Yeah, but when are you flying out tonight or tomorrow?
Tonight.
Okay. What are you on the 8 o'clock? Are we on the same flight?
757.
Yeah. Same thing. DCA,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you there. You'll be – if you're going to the harbor for the bar crawl, right?
I'm going to be sober as hell.
Yeah, sober as a judge, baby.
Hell yeah.
I did, speaking of sober as a judge, good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. It's 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Brian, your phone is much like, your phone is probably my phone on steroids, honestly. But you and I get a number of text messages, and maybe just everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say your percent of text messages that are annoying is?
That are annoying?
Like, 30%? 40%?
Nah, because those people don't call me because they already know I think they're annoying.
Right. Well, I'm saying texts, though.
You mean like, I mean, texting too, but like I get annoying texts from people that I don't know. You know, I keep getting these texts from people asking me questions, trying to get you to say yes so they can scam you or whatever, and I just erase them.
You are very scam aware. Yeah. Nobody is more scam aware than Brian.
Because, like, I mean, what happens is, let's say I know your phone number. What people would do, it'll come from a number very similar to yours and ask me a question. Well, if your name is not in my phone, I'm not answering the damn question. I'm just going to erase it. And then I report junk. But I deal with those on a daily basis.
Landfill, I bet B-Mitch, his report junk percentages in Apple are higher than average. Do you agree?
Oh, hell yeah. Because I just don't deal with it.
Yeah, I imagine.
People get caught up in responding back and forth with the people. I'm not responding at all.
I agree with you. So last night, but I get a bunch of texts from like stuff that I don't really feel like dealing with that I deal with, if that makes sense.
All right.
But sometimes I get texts that I'm like kind of excited by or like curious about. Last night, a buddy of mine that I don't get that many texts from that like I was excited to get this text. This was 6 o'clock yesterday. My buddy's cousin was at a bar, and I'm guessing kind of drunk, and he claims that Bruce Arians, this was in Tampa, he said Bruce Arians said he was playing golf with you today. And I was like, listen, man, I don't know. Maybe B's going to Tampa before I know
playing
about
golf
it.
With me?
Yes. So, per a report in a Tampa bar, my buddy's cousin says Bruce Arians said he was golfing with you today. So you might be late for a tee time, B.
Well, I don't think me and Bruce Arians have that type of relationship. And he had never called me. I may be playing golf with somebody that Bruce Arians had. No, he didn't even coach Rondé. Nah, Rondé was gone when he got there.
Dungy and then Gruden.
So I don't know how that happened.
And the fact that somebody's asking me about your potential tee time on Friday with Bruce Arians,
look,
I'm like,
Friday,
I'm pretty sure we're on the air.
We don't must know we're in the same damn building together. How the hell am I going to play golf and I'm not in Tampa until tonight?
I wish you guys, like, I was in the stream. Maybe White Brian could see my face because I'm in the stream, headset on, connected, and then
Well, you know I'm not in the stream. I get in the stream later.
Yeah, take your time.
I try not to be first.
But I'm literally just sitting here, and then I hear B come up, and I'm like, maybe I should just take the day off. I'll just go shovel
man,
snow.
Man, like, hell, I mean, I'm not going to just let the music play because Landfill, he get a hissy fit.
Landfill does get a little hissy fit.
So I just started talking because I still was expecting you to walk through the
door. Yep, we're a talk station, not a music station.
I like the music, though. All right, so we've confirmed B. Mitch is not playing golf, at least today, with Bruce Arians.
Brian, which one of these links I need to hit?
It doesn't help that we get like 8 links a day. Another thing I just saw that I found pretty interesting, this is clearly from – so the Pro Football Talk Twitter account, like not all the tweets are written by Florio. Some of them are, and I think you can tell the ones that are. To me, this one is from Pro Football Talk. The perpetually pathetic Commanders are suddenly contenders. Adam Peters led the turnaround. For that, he's the PFT 2024 Executive of the Year. I think Adam Peters deserves the honor. I think that was a particular, you know.
All that extra stuff needs to go, Florio. One finger salute to you.
Well, I just think to describe them still as perpetually pathetic is inaccurate. I think ownership change and a lot of other stuff has changed.
Once. Boom, boom, boom. And then I think the other stuff be good.
B, I think you nailed it. If the first sentence read the once perpetually pathetic Commander,
then we could deal with it. But you know, it's like people want to
think they're out of that boat, dude.
There are a lot of people who still want to put the pass on this current team, and I refuse to let it happen.
I'm with that. I am with that. The football game last night was a classic. It was really, really good. I still think the kid that came in just before halftime might have been the best quarterback we saw out of all three of them, Angeli. He was the only dude where the ball came out fast and made good decisions.
Uh-huh.
Late in the game, Leonard had an interception, which was a hell of a play. That Penn State DN 33.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name.
Number 33 that dude from Penn State. Well, you can't remember his name. They don't put their name on the back of their jersey.
That's
still
a good point.
That is pathetic to me.
It's their thing. I thought last night.
Get over it, though.
From like
they paying people just like everybody else now. So stop that. That's ridiculous.
I love that. That's a take. My man's name is Danny Dennis Sutton. He went to McDonough in Baltimore. How about that? He's from Delaware. 6'5", 260 DN. To not only drop in coverage like that, but then to have the awareness and the athleticism to make that pick was phenomenal. Really good game, really fun game. Shout out to my guy Denton Day, who gave me a parlay last night. He told me to take Katron Allen over rush yards, which got home no problem, and then a Katron Allen anytime touchdown.
Yep.
So that parlay would have paid almost 3-1.
I told you that kid was in an IMG with Bria when she was down there.
Well, Brian, do you know what happened?
What happened?
The other guy scored all the touchdowns. Number 10.
Yeah, yeah.
I needed 1 for 13, and 10 got every look at the goal line.
He came in rolling, dog.
So I do want to personally say, as we get towards the end of college football, that I love Denton, talented young man, dresses incredibly weird, possibly is making hostage videos somewhere in the office. His picks have perpetually lost for me.
Well, I'll say this also. The defense of Penn State, whoever that coordinator is, he has to be the dumbest guy in the world. Riley Leonard kept running that little quarterback draw.
That's like what he
that
can
was,
do.
But that was the – bruh, he did nothing to deceive you. He got the ball. He hit step. He went down the middle. And they never, ever adjusted to it. No one did.
And then Aller, you know, I had heard this conversation that if Aller kind of ran the table in college football, because he's already announced he's coming back to, what do they call it, Happy Valley, right? Yeah. He's coming back to Penn State. He's already announced he's coming back, but a lot of people were saying, you know, if they run the table and he plays really well, he might come out because, you know, this race to be the number one quarterback is fairly wide open. To me, I think it's Cam Ward, but, you know, there's no – this ain't last year's quarterback draft, right? Nah. I don't think Aller was very good, and I can't imagine he's coming out now.
My man called and said, man, he's going to throw an interception here. Boom, he threw an interception.
Totally. And it was – dude, and they got bailed out of the god-awful throw he made into triple coverage. I understand you want to go to your tight end. You believe in that kid to make a play. In letter of the rule, there was pass interference there. Like, I understand it.
It was.
But that's an awful throw.
It was pathetic. What's that word we just used? What did Florio use by the Commanders?
Perpetually pathetic.
It was perpetually pathetic. There we go. Yeah.
Penn State doesn't have any receivers. That doesn't help them. James Franklin, dude, 12 consecutive losses to top five teams. Hasn't beat a top five team in 8 years.
Yeah, he better get it together.
Bro, I don't know what – I'm not saying you fire the guy. He's obviously good, but I was having this argument with Wildcard Scotty, who's a big Penn Stater, and my thing with Penn State is they want to be considered in the tier of Georgia and Texas and Ohio State and Alabama and whatever that conversation is of the top tier.
Not this year.
And they're just not there, dude.
Not last year.
Not for
– not yo, a long time.
B, they showed the graphic last night. Do you know Penn State's last natty?
Way, way back when they beat
86.
They beat like Miami or somebody like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vinny Testaverde threw five picks. And when I watch that 30 for 30, I'm shocked he was paid to throw that game the way some of those picks looked. I'm not knocking Penn State. They're a good program. Whatever that second tier is, they might be at the top of it. But like, they got gifted a path of SMU and Boise State to get to the Final Four. Meanwhile, Ohio State has beat the hell out of Tennessee and Oregon. Like, there's levels to this. Notre Dame, man, is for real. I really, really like Marcus Freeman. He is all class and just has that team so locked
he
in.
Has that energy,
I think Freeman
dog.
Is he is really impressive, dude.
Yeah.
Really impressive.
I agree.
I can't wait to watch tonight, Ohio State, Texas. And I heard, I'm not going to act like I heard a rumor. I think I saw it on social media. What do you hear? I don't know if this is real or not. I'm just going to openly speculate that. Jerry Jones, you know how – so Jerry said Mike McCarthy can't interview with Chicago.
Yeah.
Right? They turned down the Bears. Now, today is January 10th. Apparently, McCarthy's contract doesn't expire until the 14th.
What if McCarthy just quit right now?
Tuesday?
Can he interview?
If he I say, don't know. That's fascinating because at this point, you've probably been paid damn near every dollar.
Yeah, but I'm like, hell, oh, you're going to try and stop me from talking to these people? My thing is expiring in a week. I quit. Can you talk?
I don't know. That's interesting. That's an interesting thought. I don't know the answer to that. But I saw this, and this might have been proposed by the Jeff Walker of the Cowboys, right? Like, I don't know the validity of this. But somebody said, Jerry is waiting around for the Longhorn season to finish because he wants to make a run at Steve Sarkisian, Texas coach.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Hey, go for it.
I mean, there's a long time.
Wants the next hot thing as he sees it.
Well, just think about when the Cowboys had all of their success, basically, in Jerry's tenure, which was 30 years ago in the early 90s. It was Jimmy Johnson, who they hired from Miami. And then when Jerry and Jimmy's egos collided, then they hired Barry Switzer from Oklahoma.
Old Bear.
It, like, bootlegger's boy. Shout out to Barry Switzer. Nobody inherited more and did less and got a Super Bowl ring and got arrested for bringing a gun on a plane. Like, if you think those Cowboys teams were nuts, consider the fact that the coach got arrested for bringing a gun on a plane.
Hey, man.
Like, the guy that's supposed to be in charge.
He thought he was getting on a horse and riding, man. He's a, he's a Cowboy fan.
That's a different universe out there, man.
Yeah.
Last night, that game was so much fun to watch. My wife stayed up and watched it, and Lauren's not a big college football fan. Like, a lot of times, she's just not that into it. But the game last night just really kind of...
It grabbed you. Early on, it was like a snoozer, but then as the game went on, it got much better. I happened to be in Arlington, and when I walked out the bar, I was like, damn, it's this late? I didn't expect it to be. Well, I got to my house right around 1 o'clock this morning.
Well, and it was a 7:30 start. Like, they actually kicked the ball off at like 7:45.
Yeah.
And it still went late. My boy Zach Hart just texted me. He's a former college quarterback. Says, putting the ball in the Penn State quarterback's hands, who had not read coverage and made a good throw all night to try and lead a scoring drive at the end, was just an awful coaching decision. I'm with you there, man.
I mean, they went with him all year. What are they going to do all of a sudden now? Don't go with him?
I think they still had enough time. I don't know. I don't know what their options were. I think there's a real hole on that roster with the lack of guys that can win on the edge. 44 is a stud, but and you got backs that are studs. But
41 was slow.
Yeah.
He couldn't jump nobody.
I tell you who the best player on the field, though, last night was, and it wasn't close, was 11. Abdul Carter.
Yeah, he can play, DN, dog. He can play.
Yo, I understand that quarterbacks get overdrafted. Like, I'm acutely aware of that. I've seen it happen in Washington for 25 years. Dude, this draft cycle, and frankly, this coaching cycle that's going on right now, if Commanders fans aren't aware of how happy they should be right now to not be involved in that stuff, like, I feel like that. I don't know this, but I feel like I've seen this in, like, rom-coms and stuff, where young women hate the dating scene, and then one of their friends finds the guy, and they get married, and then they're so happy
get dated,
out of
go
the
get
dating
married.
Scene. But, right, like, Commanders fans have escaped the terrible dating scene, and now are just, like, happily living life. And I hope everybody, we got a lot to talk about with this game Sunday night, but, like, everybody take a deep breath and realize the muck that they're out of, and just be satisfied for a brief moment.
Yeah.
When you look at this upcoming draft, that kid Abdul Carter, I'm just looking at Tankathon. Right now they have him going 7th to Penn State. I'm sorry, 7th to the Jets, the Penn State DN, 6'3", 250. He dominated that game last
right,
night,
he
B.
Did.
And the word is his shoulder, he's maybe playing at 75-80%.
Well, his 75-80 was better than everybody else on the field.
Like, I'm not saying who the best college player was, and I don't know anything about his personal – like, I don't know if there's anything else there. I know nothing about him. But that dude, on my current big board, is the number one overall pick. Like that dude, his game translates to the pros, no problem.
Mm.
We'll see. I mean – if you want to argue Hunter, I get it. I know there's the big D lineman from Michigan that a lot of folks really like. I think Graham is his name. I get that, too. It's remarkable. This is, by a long stretch, the year I've paid the least attention to the draft on January 10th in a long time, and I couldn't be happier about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, Lanville, did you ever book Doc Walker to come on with his mock draft?
Doc don't do no mock draft.
Yeah, he's in March.
February 29th, I think, is Doc Walker's mock draft.
Curse you out about some mock draft.
Well, he said he's going to come on February 29th. We got some scheduling information for next year. Plus, we got a wild card game, man. It's a big day in the DMV.
Let's talk about that next week. I mean, we got
it's on the show sheet. What do you want me to do? B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Oh, buddy, there's a lot going on in the universe. We are out in Ashburn, VA. B. Mitch holding it down in the Navy Yard studio.
Yep.
Taking a look at the injury report, B, from yesterday. Obviously, listen, the Commanders are playing the Bucs Sunday night in Tampa. Sunday night football, wild card round.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you the truth, that's probably all we're going to talk about. So if you want, like, college basketball analysis, I would just change the channel. Look, B, look
they
at
know
the
that already,
report.
Jay.
Yeah, I think they know, too. But I'm just, you know, sometimes it's good to clarify. I don't, like, obviously it's not the best. Like, the best injury report would probably be week one or when training camps open, right?
Yeah.
But for a what is technically like a week 19 for a game that's going to be played on January 12th, they look pretty good, B. Like, just Eckler's not even on there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's not even on the injury report.
Yeah.
Lattimore has 2 full days of practice. And
yep.
Wednesday's practice was a pretty chill walkthrough. I was here yesterday. They went kind of late. Like, it was a longer day than I expected. Yesterday was a very real practice, and he's a full participant.
I
mean,
I think that was the plan too, Jay, for this. When he got that little nick in that game against New Orleans, their mindset was, we are going to make sure he's healthy for the playoffs.
Totally.
We would have loved to see him in the other games, but they didn't care to see him in those other games.
Well, I think 1,000,000% last week was a, we're going to chill.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
hell yeah.
You're not playing no matter what. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The only, not even questions I have. I think the two big discussion points coming into this week were Lattimore and Biadasz. I absolutely think Biadasz is going to play. He is on the report for 2 straight days with an ankle. He's limited with an ankle. I think he goes. I don't think there's a lot to be concerned about there. The only things I wanted to point out, Bates was full on Wednesday, then landed limited on Thursday. Same thing with Luvu, was full on Wednesday, landed limited on Thursday. Can we tell the truth about what that means?
That means that they held him out a little bit.
Well, Wednesday they didn't do anything,
yeah.
So it's easy to be full.
Yeah.
On Thursday, they did some stuff, so then technically, like, the NFL is going to be serious about injury reports for playoff games. So if he got held out of 11-on-11 work, they have to list him as limited. But on Wednesday, it's just a walkthrough. So everybody, you know what I mean? Like, it's just
what was
you can gain
base,
this stuff.
Base injury,
shoulder.
Okay,
which I believe
Yagoff has opened up his window, right?
Yagoff's window's open. Yep, yeah. He had the hammy.
He's a blocker.
I honestly think with Yagoff landing on IR might have been a little bit of roster management, frankly.
Uh-huh. But all of a sudden, you got a tight end with a shoulder. You need blocking. Hey, we know Colson will block.
Yo, for sure, for sure. Chin was on there with a rib thing. He was full yesterday. Brandon Coleman was limited on Wednesday. He was full yesterday. Of the O-line, B, we've talked about this. The run game has not been working, right?
Yeah.
You can just look at the results. The numbers
haven't been working in a traditional manner.
Jaden's been working.
Yeah.
The running backs have not been working.
Yeah.
Do you feel, and this Tampa front, Vea, Cansey, the kid Diaby off the edge is pretty good. Do you think they have to try to get it going again this week? Or do you kind of, I think it was second half of the Philly game, they kind of just said, F it, we're going to air it out.
I think having your full gamut of running backs now, everybody gets to play their role. I think you go out and you go try it. I think with Austin being there now and being able to come out of the backfield, he also can run the ball on the edges. They have to basically defend more instead of when Brian is just out there for the most part by himself. You know what I'm saying? They come in waves at you now. So I think you're going to try it. You know, it's what you started the season off of. But they also know we don't have to. We want to keep the thread of it, but we don't have to be super successful when we got number 5 in the backfield.
Just got a little – this is hardly news. But you know what? On a wild card week, this might qualify as news. The Commanders had wanted to get an outdoor practice in this week because they're playing on grass.
Uh-huh.
Just found out they're going to practice in the bubble again today. And, frankly, I just pulled up my – I'm here in Ashburn. This is my Apple weather My location is 25 degrees in Ashburn. They're saying it's going to snow today. With a steady 10, it feels like 14 degrees outside. I think if they were going to play in Philly this week, you got to practice outside because that's what you're going to play in.
Uh-huh.
You're going to play in Florida. You don't need to practice in 14-degree weather.
Yeah, you don't.
But, Brian, I don't know if you saw this. Throughout the week, Heather McDonough just walked in. Throughout the week, I've been doing live hits for Channel 4, which I love doing, but I have been pointing out how incredibly freezing cold it is every time I'm doing live television.
Uh-huh.
I also forgot my gloves one day because I'm a moron. But
100%.
They've been doing work on the closest practice field to the building all week,
uh-huh.
and I've been watching kind of the not the equipment. What do you call the
field
like
crew
manager? Yeah, the field crew. And yesterday I was talking to him. I was like, dude. So on Wednesday they just cleared all the snow off it, right? Which was understandable. Yesterday morning they dressed it and they put. You know that, like, black netting they put down to try to, like, kind of open it up? Whatever it is they do. I'm not an agrologist. What's a grass expert? Agrarian?
A grass expert.
Grass expert. Thank you. They put this, like, black netting down, and I saw my boy, and I was like, dude, are you trying to get them out there tomorrow? And he's like, I just want them to have options. And then he said something that I thought was really interesting. Now, his job as grass expert is to make sure the team has options for whatever could be coming, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, you really want him to practice outside? He's like, what about next week? And I was like, what about next week? I mean, who the hell knows, man?
Yeah.
Because there's a non-zero. If Philly wins, if Washington wins and Philly wins, they're going to Detroit, which would be indoors. But if Green Bay won, like, there's a chance they're going to Philly. Everything else, you don't have to worry about weather.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was fascinating. And just to put that notion, and I've realized it all week, but, like, it's entirely possible this ain't the last week. You know what
it's
I mean?
Possible. Yeah, yeah. And I like that.
Yeah. Like, that dude's job is to be prepared for next week. So he's just doing his job. All right. Cody Shook is coming. Talking S about me. Let's check in with the chat. White Brian, what are these dudes saying, man?
We have a count going, and they are excited that we're going to keep count this year for first check-in.
Tay W was first today, and he said, morning, fam. What's up, Tay?
What up,
appreciate
Tay?
You, buddy. White Brian, I think you are giving me an edited answer here of what they're actually saying.
What are they counting?
I mean, that's Brian. The gist of it for the most part.
Man, we like to know the straight up truth, Brian. Come on.
Yeah, none of that's true. I'm looking now. Tay W says JP looks lonely and he looks like he just woke up.
Well, you always look like that, Tay.
Tech Mark B says JP, good thing them headphones cover them ears. I think that's about the end of it. White Brian, we're all still new at this. I want the truth. I don't need sugarcoating in any possible concept. So if they're talking ass, let me know. Because you know what we do on this show? We fire back. That's how we operate. Brian, you could take your headphones off if you don't want to hear this. There was some news today that I think is at least interesting as we see Washington becomes the Sunday night game, right? Like, clearly there is a national audience for Commanders football, and I think a big part of that is Jaden Daniels. No fade in Jaden. The NFL, though, released the home teams for the three London games. I guess four London games, because Jacksonville plays two of them. So the home teams for those London games next year were announced, and none of them are teams that Washington's going to play. So what we know, Washington won't play in London. Are you clapping?
Yeah.
You don't want to go to London?
No.
London's dope. That does not, however, mean definitively Washington will not play an international game, because there's still, I believe there's Spain, Germany and
I take Spain. Hell yeah,
Argentina or something.
This little beach I can show you, JP. You like that? Argentina might be hot. Yeah, yeah. Germany. Yep. I like Germany.
Yeah, I do too. It's cities you and I both like. It's Berlin.
Mela Witnikon.
Actually, Spain.
I do. What you call it?
Peloton with her.
I do Peloton with her every other morning.
Shout out to my boy J-Dub. The term I was looking for was agronomist. I don't know what I said, but the term for a grass
expert. You said grassologist.
Grassologist. No, that's Jeff. That's a different kind of grass.
Jeff just taking shrapnel, man.
What's up, Jeff? How are you, pal?
I'm good, JP.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Jeff, did you know I was going to be in Ashburn today? I feel like J-Dog's forever,
he already
right?
said no earlier.
Yeah.
I think Jeff knew.
Nah, I didn't, bro. And I can tell you now, we didn't have that conversation about you being in Ashburn, bro.
I did with somebody. Is
you
CK
did
available?
With CK. So CK is not
CK
the one doing the radio
segment?
Show with you. We three are.
None of you guys were so concerned that I didn't have a single call or text.
Jeff was about to call you, but you know what? What we do, we got to make things happen. So I started talking.
And then, JP, it's not like you're in here before 10 o'clock all the time. You used to pull up like 9:57.
I'm usually in by 10.
9:58.
9:58 is a good number.
When I saw 9:58, I said, he going to come in right at 10. And he was completely on the other side of town.
Now, I did walk into the Ashburn trailer where we do the radio at about 9:59, just so we're all being honest. Okay. When we come back, maybe we get Kynard to validate that I told him I was going to be out here. Plus, PFT Commenter joins us at 11. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Football fans, buckle up, because for the first time ever, we've got 5 straight days of playoff football in college and the pros that all started last night. And FanDuel is celebrating with the great playoff payoff. That's a no-sweat same-game parlay every day for all 5 days. With a no-sweat same-game parlay, you can combine your bets from the same game for a chance at an even bigger winnings. And if it doesn't hit, you'll get bonus bets back. So not only do we get to watch 5 straight days of playoff football, but there's also 5 chances to win big. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to be a part of this epic run. That's FanDuel.com/Brian. It's the great playoff payoff, and it's only on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Minimum 3-leg parlay required. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Match refund is $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, B, you are the most scam-aware of all of us.
Yep.
Right, I just got an email from someone named Dyvij. I don't know. How would you pronounce D-Y-V-J-G?
D-Y-V-J-G?
Yeah,
Dyvij. I don't know. Dyvij.
And it's just an attachment. It says, your subscription with Geek Squad will renew today for $399.
Oh, you know, I get those often, though. Listen, one day I got 3 of them. From different people at different prices. I'm like, do I look that damn stupid?
Like, I get that there are some, like, very fine-tuned scams out there. But some of these, like, you just got to be an idiot.
Whenever you get something, if the words are all not spelled properly, it's a scam.
Yeah.
And my question is, where did that come from? Like, oh, I'm going to misspell some stuff and people are going to go for it.
Well, you remember in the early days of, like, email and stuff, everybody was getting the email about the Nigerian prince that had 40 mil in the bank but just needed 10
grand. I think that's one of my golf buddies, uncle must be.
I got some news for you, B.
What you got?
Tom Pelissero says, after several days of discussions about the 2024 season and the future, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones and coach Mike McCarthy remain open to moving forward together, and the sides are expected to open talks today on a new contract to keep him in Dallas.
Let me ask you a question.
No negotiations yet.
Mike McCarthy doesn't lose in that situation. He gonna make more. If he stays there, he makes more money than he was making before. If he leaves, he makes more money. Hey, of course I'll stay open. You one of the 32 people that can keep me rich.
Right. And, dude, I think there's a decent chance, just on kind of like the law of averages, Dak stays healthy, Dallas bounces back. Although the entire NFC East has a difficult, difficult schedule next year.
Yeah.
Speaking of, and I'm curious what you think of this, B. We know the Skins aren't going to London next year, but Brandon Coleman is one of, I don't know, but I there's a handful of players with German backgrounds because I know the St. Brown families. I think their mom, Amon-Ra St. Brown's mom, is German. But, like, Brandon Coleman, like, speaks German. You think maybe Germany's in the cards?
He's an offensive lineman, though.
I don't know that that sells tickets like Amon-Ra St. Brown.
That's what I'm trying to say. Hey, although they're the most, I think they're the most important people on offense, it's not going to sell many tickets.
I'm just saying, per my man Tim Phelps on Twitter, he says, Coleman is from Germany. They're going there.
Okay.
So do what you want with that one.
All right, Tim. I hope you're right because I love Germany.
B, you know what's crazy, dude? And I'm curious what you think. And I want to ask PFT commenter this in about 10 minutes when he joins us. I don't want to say, like, everybody because that's overdoing it. But a lot of the people I listen to, it seems like a lot of people think Washington's going to win this game. And
I think a lot of people have a good feeling about it. I mean, we listen, as much as we've talked about this team, and I think what happens when teams start getting better and they hadn't been, you always have to, you always seem to talk about the negatives and what went wrong. And if you really think about all the things they didn't do good, but they still happen to win most of them games, it's something else going on that's magical about this squad. So I have confidence. More confidence than I've had in the past, I can tell you that. That's not hard to do.
I agree with you, man.
Yep.
I think just the ability, it's one thing the ability of Jaden Daniels, but you go a step further and they call them winning time moments, right? Like we got to talk to Terry yesterday about what this all means to him and got to talk to Bobby Wagner, who one thing that I feels like really prescient looking back on is Wagner after the three-game losing streak. That was a bad loss to Dallas, right? They lost at home to Dallas. It was a bad loss. And Wagner's like, look, man, this is the ebbs and flows of a football season.
Yeah.
These things happen. We're going to be fine. I'm confident. And they were
Bobby Wagner's way of saying R-E-L-A-X.
Totally, man. And it's really remarkable. And I think you don't want to over – because Lanville had a topic on the show sheet the other day about are they too dependent on Jaden Daniels. And in some ways they might be, but when it's the quarterback, when it's the dude who touches the ball on every offensive snap, I think it's possible you can't ever be too dependent on that player.
I think when Kansas City was doing their great runs prior to this year, they were depending on Pat Mahomes. And he did a lot for them. Even when he was hurt, they still needed him to go out there and do all the magic. That's okay. But it can't be that way for 10, 15 years. You know, like this year, Pat didn't have his greatest year. Defense came in and showed up for him. But then all of a sudden, Pat started getting his weapons late. And now they're a major threat. So I think that's okay. You don't want it to be like that all the time. But in the playoffs, what he could do.
What he can do, do it. Big opportunity Sunday night. PFT commenter joins the program next.